This week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and Bailrig FM are helping to promote awareness of mental health issues. In these short, informational episodes, we'll be discussing different mental health issues, helping to raise awareness of them, and also reduce the stigma surrounding them. In this episode, we'll be discussing depression. The episode will last roughly 2 to 3 minutes, so if you don't want to hear about these issues, turn off Bailrig for the next few moments.
What is depression, and who gets it? You'll often hear people say they're depressed, or that their day was depressing, but clinical depression is much more than feeling sad about an exam result. Depression is a mental disorder, characterized by low mood, which affects roughly 10% of the UK population each year, and it is estimated over 350 million people are currently living with depression. Depression is caused by your brain being unable to access the right combination of neurotransmitters. Depression, therefore, can affect anyone at any time, but there are certain times in your life when you are more vulnerable. Being a student is one of those. Symptoms. Symptoms of depression aren't always just emotional. People with depression often experience physical symptoms such as fatigue, exhaustion, nausea, sleep loss, and headaches. Emotional symptoms associated with depression include anxiety, brooding, and rumination. Symptoms. Symptoms of depression aren't always just emotional. People with depression often experience physical symptoms such as fatigue, exhaustion, nausea, sleep loss, and headaches. Emotional symptoms associated with depression include anxiety, brooding, and rumination. These symptoms can often result in suicidal thoughts, feelings of guilt, and losing pleasure in activities you used to enjoy. Some common myths about depression. It isn't synonymous with sadness. Depression is a chronic condition, and sadness isn't the only emotion people with depression feel. In fact, very often they don't feel any specific emotion at all. They can also feel apathetic, anxious, or angry. It's not all in your head. As mentioned before, depression affects everyone in different ways, and this can often be physical. Having depression doesn't make you weak. Like any illness, it can happen to anyone. Getting help. Dealing with depression can be very difficult, but fortunately you're not alone. If you're experiencing any of the symptoms associated with depression, then get in contact with your GP as soon as possible. They can provide access to medication and treatment to help you get better. Lancaster University also offers a counselling service to talk about your difficulties with an appropriately qualified member of staff, who can help you to identify and develop appropriate coping strategies. If you feel you need someone to talk to, there are other options. Lancaster University Nightline, a free confidential listening service, which you can contact each night during term from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Finally, the Samaritans run a 24/7 service if you need someone to talk to. Remember, you don't have to be feeling suicidal to use these services. They're open and available to all. All these services will deal with your problems confidentially and sensitively. More information about them can be found online.